operation was a success, certain factors should be brought to the attention of the Assault Corps Tactical Division. Most crucially, we have not been fully informed of the weapons capability of Faction Paradox. Those troops who fought the Faction S boarding parties report that their scanners detected no weaponry concealed in the Border's armor, yet several Sontaran bodies were found cut in half. Three of our troops report that although the enemy carried no weapons, they saw the shadows of the Faction S soldiers carrying an assortment of blades, guns, and other sidearms. One of our defenders has told us that his leg was severed by a female whose hands never moved during combat, but whose shadow took on a life of its own and cut him down before he could open fire. Naturally, such claims are not to be taken at face value. Although Faction Paradox might feasibly possess invisible weaponry, weaponry clearly in breach of our own code of honor, invisible weapons would not account for the phantom shapes seen by our defending forces. The suggestion that the shadows of Faction Paradox are dangerous in themselves is obviously ridiculous. We do not intend to spend this campaign fighting ghosts.